This is Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. And JP Morgan scraps its new app service for young people just 1 year after making the app available nationwide. The details after these tech headlines. Spotify lands an agreement with President Barack Obama and Michelle Obama's production company, in which Higher Ground will produce podcasts exclusive to the streaming service. Partnership comes after Spotify recently acquired a trio of podcasting companies for around $400 million, part of a plan to spend as much as $500 million total on such deals this year. And the Journal says Spotify continues to expand into podcasting as an effort to keep users more engaged. It's also where the company is seeking to differentiate from other services with exclusive content. China is granting 5G licenses for commercial use to its biggest wireless carriers, opening the next phase in the race to dominate the next generation of mobile tech. The Ministry of Industry and Information Technology said the country's three state-owned carriers would receive licenses, as would cable network giant China Broadcasting Network. Now with the rollout of 5G, the global cellular equipment market is expected to grow 2% annually, reaching $160 billion by 2023. Google has made a long-awaited acquisition to bolster its cloud computing business, a booming industry where it has lagged behind rivals. It is acquiring Looker, a business intelligence software and big data analytics platform, for $2.6 billion in cash. The two companies were well acquainted. Alphabet earlier invested in Looker through its venture capital arm, Capital G. The Journal says the move indicates Google will continue to pour resources into its Google Cloud division, as it remains far behind rivals like Amazon and Microsoft in cloud computing. The deal is expected to be completed later this year, pending regulatory approval. Coming up, JP Morgan kills an experiment to attract younger customers, what it means for new digital banking initiatives. JP Morgan began informing clients Thursday that it is shutting down banking brand Finn. Finn's closure is a quick about-face for a product JP Morgan hoped would help lure in some new younger customers. Let's get more. Joining us in the podcast studio, Wall Street Journal reporter David Benoit. Welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
Of course. So first, for those of us who didn't try it out, can't now.
Pass your date.
I guess. If you could first walk us through what Finn was, because it was a bit of a digital hybrid, right?
Sure. So Finn would have been an online-only bank. So it would have been you download the app and you go start an account. And sort of like there are various other options out there, right, where you can transfer money in and out and get it only online, really. It had some cool tools with it about saving and some suggestions on how to use your money and budget. And then the hybrid part here for Finn was, well, you could also actually physically go to an ATM. You could go to a Chase teller for some things, and you could withdraw and deposit money. And that was the big thing. It was a place where you could, you know, if someone paid you in cash or in check, which I think most people don't get, but millennials get cash,
right.
You could actually deposit it at an ATM and have it go into your account. That's a hard thing to do.
Right. I guess it speaks to this shift that's happening. Obviously, especially younger people, they don't really finance the way the structure has been in place. So do we take this about face as big banks having trouble circumnavigating this new space?
Yeah, I think everyone's sort of experimenting a little bit and sort of testing things out. JP Morgan certainly throws a lot of money around in technology in general, and I think is willing to sort of have things not work out the way they thought. JP Morgan seems to have learned some things from their interactions with Finn customers about, and they've at the same time been improving their standard Chase mobile app and expanding their branch network, and they just felt like, we don't need this other brand over here. It doesn't mean they're going to stop trying to get millennials on their app, and you can actually now open up Chase account whether or not you have a branch near you.
Right.
So there are other ways they're sort of trying to do it.
Yeah, you mentioned how they're sort of a big player in this space and there is such aggressive spending on this kind of tech. How are rivals faring as they try to restructure their whole being as well?
Yeah, so Chase is like one of the largest deposit banks in the country.
Fair.
They have second most branches and deposits. So they're a massive organization. They touch one in two households, is what they talk about. Which is why they're allowed to sort of try this thing out and then kind of quickly fold it back into Chase.
That's good perspective, right? Yeah.
There are lots of other things. Goldman Sachs has trotted out this Marcus checking and savings account, which is the difference between it and Finn was, well, one, it didn't have that physical location we talked about.
Right.
But two, Marcus and Goldman are paying you an awful lot of interest right now. So your money is making money for you. And that is a huge draw and is doing pretty well, we think, with millennials. There are other options from places like Acorns, which is building up trading and other ways of investing. They're adding checking accounts on top of it. Everyone's sort of trying to get at young people and how they use money and deposits. And yeah. Deposits is the key here for all the banks because they take your deposits, turn them into loans, which is where they make profit.
I think that's a good note to end on. David, thank you so much for the time.
Thanks for having me.
For more on the digital banking app world, you can head to WSJ.com and follow David Benoit's coverage. That's it for the Tech News Briefing. From the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.